Who should we listen to?
It's best to listen to them.
Maybe you should listen to this.
People really should listen to you.
You should probably listen to him, dude.
Why should I have to listen to you? Listen to us.
Don't listen to them.
We should just never listen to you.
You have to listen to them.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Heartbreaking. Just heartbreaking. Looking at all the videos, seeing all the pictures, reading all the accounts, absolutely, utterly heartbreaking. A flash flood that the governor calls a unicorn, essentially a once-in-a-lifetime event. You've never seen this before. And of course, you can't help but think about Ouija Creek and 30-some-odd years, right to the same day that the tragedy happened in Shadyside. I mean, my God, what a mess. Lord, what a mess. At least five people have lost their lives. I don't know if it's the mom and daughter, Kylie and Parker. Later on this morning, we have Lou Varga, who's going to be our special guest, and we're going to be talking with him to see if what the latest is with the rescue and also the recovery. We have an awful lot of information here that we're going to be sharing with you throughout the morning about how you can help. And again, please stay away from the flood areas. Allow all those wonderful EMS workers and all the volunteers who are helping distribute goods, allow them to do their jobs. But no rubbernecking, no tourist sites, none of that stuff. Just stay away from there. There's plenty of stuff that you can see, lots of pictures, lots of video that you can see on social media, primarily Facebook, and that'll be a good enough, picture for you. Just absolutely terrible. We have a number of very important guests for you this morning. Later on this morning, we're going to be talking with Lou Varga, and he is the director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Lou Varga, I think I mispronounced his name. I'm an idiot this morning. I was up all night looking at all the pictures, looking at all the videos, reading all the stories. I'm not 100% this morning. I just didn't get enough sleep because I'm trying to put all this stuff together. So Lou Varga is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. Also, we're going to be joined here in studio with Carrie Alietta. That'll be later on this morning, and she is with the Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director at Triadelphia Fire Department. She also experienced personal loss there. I'll be asking both of them, of course, about Parker and Kylie and see what the latest is with that. We also have Carly Dittmar, who is going to be joining us shortly. She's been monitoring a lot of the police scanners and has been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. A citizen journalist. Carly Dittmar is a citizen journalist, so she'll be joining our show live here in a matter of a few seconds. Also, later on this morning, we have a pair of tickets that you can win to the Steve Earle Solo and Acoustic 50 Years of Songs and Stories. It's at the Capitol Theater tomorrow evening. The 10th caller, later on this morning, certainly not now. And right now we're going to be talking about the heartbreak that is the flash flooding and all the terrible loss of life and property and everything else connected with this. But later on this morning, we do have a pair of tickets for the concert tomorrow evening. Steve Earle, you're going to have to, the winner is going to have to come by here and pick them up here at Rock Hill. They'll be here. You got to bring identification just to make sure that it is you. But the 10th caller this morning, I want to write down the number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 10th caller later this morning, Steve Earle, Solo and Acoustic 50, pair of tickets for the show tomorrow evening at the Capitol Theater. Yes, a Drusky Entertainment presentation. Drusky is terrific, absolutely terrific. Before we even get started with Carly, I've got to say this. Because fair is fair. I've been very critical regarding the city of Wheeling and its operations in lots and lots of different areas. And I stand by those, by the way, I do. And I've been very critical about the TV stations, especially 7 these days, about all the stuff that I've been talking about. And I stand by all those criticisms as well. However, I must say that both the city of Wheeling and WTRF Channel 7 were magnificent under these terrible conditions over the past couple of days. They both excelled. I know I can be a very harsh critic, and again, I stand by everything, but fair's fair. When someone does a good job, or an organization does a good job, or it's the city government and all the different workers there with the city and the state, as well as all the employees at Channel 7 WTRF, when they do a good job, they need to be acknowledged. And the city of Wheeling and WTRF did more than a good job. They both did great work and continue to do great work. And I say that without any reservations whatsoever. They've both been absolutely terrific with this. When I saw a lot of the reports on 7, I shared them on our Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well as my own Facebook page. And I was proud and happy to do it. Lots and lots of great information, lots and lots of really good reporting, and they deserve all the credit in the world today for what they've been doing. No ifs, ands, or buts, no qualifiers, no nothing. It was like, they've done fantastic work. I'm sure they will continue to do fantastic work under these terrible circumstances. So the city of Wheeling, as well as the state of West Virginia, Governor Morrissey here, great work. WTRF Channel 7, great work. And I just felt that had to be said. You have to acknowledge these people when they do great work, and both of them have done great work. No question. No question. All right, got lots of information for you this morning about how you can help these poor people and what you can do. We've got all of that. Phil Stahl has been absolutely terrific behind the scenes. Just absolutely wonderful. We'll be talking with you about all of the information that we have here that we've gathered. Again, the great guests that we have for you. And yes, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets much later on this morning. Steve Earle, 10th caller. 740-325-1490. But first, she's a great human being. She's a lovely, lovely human being. She's also a great citizen journalist. A lot of people cannot begin to understand the kind of work that Carly Dittmar does as a citizen journalist. She is out there with her cell phone, taking pictures, reporting on stuff all over the valley. She is one of the great citizen journalists here in the Upper Ohio Valley, and she's our very special guest this morning. Carly, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing there, kiddo?
Pretty good, Dimitri. It's tough, but it's just tough. It's almost no words. What can you say?
Indeed. Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you experienced. Tell me what you heard.
Well, first of all, I am supposed to, from a volunteer, they are called NAVS. They help out with the police department, and they want me to tell you thank you for getting the word out. Thank the police department, the fire department. Do not forget those divers that worked until they were falling asleep. To thank all the citizen volunteers, the fire department, and like you said, the citizens couldn't have been better. But we have to give these people kudos for coming together, especially on that day. It started out so divisive, and at the end, it didn't matter who you were, what you were. Everybody was pulling together. I was home at, later in the afternoon, and I was just puttering around in my garden, and I saw this black, it was like a dark gray cloud that went from one end of the sky to the other. Didn't think anything of it. And about an hour later, around 8 o'clock, I heard a boom. Not like your normal thunder. It was a boom, like a drilling for the tunnel. And then that sky opened up, and it just poured. still not thinking it's anything with all the alerts and it's life-threatening. I grew up here in Fulton. We only had flood days, not, you know, snow days. We walked to school. Dimitri, I still didn't realize until about 10:30, 11 o'clock, when pictures started coming in. DC&P, Tridelphia, the Schilling Bridge was closed. People were trying to get across it and had to, they saw windows busted out of some of these cars, and then they had to go see if these people were safe. And it just got worse as the night went on. Vehicles underwater in Elm Grove. People needed rescue at the Taco Bell, right where the new Sheetz is going. The bank across the street, when those workers go to work today, I guess the first floor is damaged. There's debris shoved up clear to the front of the building. Shutting down Bethany Pike. Roaring Waters. Another woman from far out Valley Grove showed Roaring Waters and said, no, we are not okay. And then when it came up that Elm Grove Elementary School was opening up for shelter, I thought, you know, this must really be bad. Every engine company plus the volunteer fire departments were swamped. And they're still getting regular calls. Somebody at the Super 8 Motel in Elm Grove was stuck in an elevator. Two domestic calls. And they still found the time to take care of these normal, everyday calls. Dimitri, like I said, I'm just kind of at a loss for words because I was watching the Army celebration, and then this started coming in before reality hit, and you're seeing all these pictures of, you know, on Facebook of what people are going through. And I understand that, well, one of my friends in Tridelphia lost his car. He's posting, did anybody see a whatever color Mitsubishi? I understand that they are the rescuers painting these cars so that when the water goes down, they already know that they've checked the inside of that car. When the water goes down a little bit more, they check inside of that car, they paint it. They're also exiting buildings so they know we've been in this building and there's nobody left in here. And from my understanding, it was the three-year-old little girl and her mother that was found yesterday.
Well, has that been confirmed? Because I've been checking all the different news reports, and I haven't found anyone who's confirmed.
I got it because it's privileged information, but according to my reporter, this person said that this gentleman and his wife had, you know, recently gotten married, had a new baby, and had the three-year-old. He was turned around, putting the newborn in the car seat. He turned around to get the other two, and they washed away in front of his eyes.
Oh, my God.
And there's another woman who they're still, you know, trying to find. She lived out of that area. The girl that runs the MOVCAC, MOCAC, her husband's construction building, their garage, their roads, gone. The other girl that helps her out with the MOCAC, her sister's house out there, totally gone. I don't know, Dimitri. When I went out National Road yesterday, and that's the only place I went because, like you said, as busy as Lou Vargo is right now, he's getting calls from people that are saying, where can we go take pictures? Don't. You know, you're risking your life, you're risking other people's lives, and trying to find people yet. So stay away from these. Just stay away from these areas.
Yeah, Carly, we're going to take a short break here and then talk more with you about what you experienced and what you heard on the scanner. And this is just terrible, terrible, terrible news. All right, thank you. Our citizen journalist, Carly Dittmar, who does really, honestly, amazing work as a citizen journalist. She is out there. She's amazing. We're going to give you information in just a bit about what you can do, how you can help. We've got Kara Elietta going to be joining us with the Tridelphia Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department. And I've not gotten official confirmation regarding the mom and the daughter. So, look, take it for what it's worth.